The righteous are bold as a lion. That's the thought I want to leave with you tonight. This little text. The righteous are bold as a lion. The word bold, of course, means courageous. There are two kinds of people in the church. There's courageous people and cowardly people. Generally, that's the two groups that believers fall into. You've got the courageous ones and the cowardly ones. It's the will of God that we be courageous. Let me make that clear tonight. The Lord needs courageous people. Or if I can put it like this, the Lord needs lions and lionesses. That's the need in the church today, for lions and lionesses. Men and women who are courageous for Christ. They're courageous and bold for his cause. Think about different people in Scripture, different characters in Scripture, and we certainly could say that they were courageous or bold as a lion. Bold as a lion. Let's think of people in the Bible who were bold as a lion, and perhaps we will be inspired by their example. What about Moses? Moses stood before Pharaoh, courageously, bold as a lion. Thus saith the Lord, let my people go. Pharaoh, that great ancient ruler, so intimidating. One of the greatest rulers of his day. He was idolized. In fact, he was worshipped by the people. He was a god. And yet Moses goes into his court, into his throne room, and he brings the message of the Lord courageously, boldly, standing before that tyrant and telling him that Jehovah says, let my people go. Moses had his faults like us, but the one thing that we would have to say about him is that he was bold. He was a lion. Elijah at Mount Carmel. One person against 850. That's what you'd call outnumbered, isn't it? That's against all odds. One versus 850. False prophets of Baal. But yet Elijah stands boldly, courageously, like a lion, and the Lord gives the victory. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego before Nebuchadnezzar. Bow down to the image, or it's the burning fiery furnace. Well, those three young Jews didn't bow, they didn't bend, and ultimately they didn't burn. Three young lions. Daniel, their friend, remember Daniel, stood before Darius. Because he wouldn't stop praying. He loved prayer so much that he was prepared to be the dinner of lions. Prepared to be thrown to the lions rather than stop praying. I tell you, folks, that's the kind of person God hears when they pray. Someone who loves prayer to that extent. What about Esther? We read from Esther a few weeks ago at Purim. Esther was a lioness. She went in before Xerxes, the great king. What did she say before she went in? If I perish, I perish. Translated into our modern language, if I die, I die. Her attitude was, I have to do this to save the people. I have to do something to try to save my people. And if I die, I die. So what? So be it. At least I've tried to save them. She was bold as a lion. Courageous. Certainly not a coward. John the Baptist, before Herod. We're in the New Testament now. John the Baptist goes before Herod. It's not lawful for you to have this woman. There was nothing mealy-mouthed about John the Baptist. He didn't beat about the bush. No, you see, he was a lion. He was bold as a lion. Peter and John before the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin, notice their boldness. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John, that's what it says. Book of Acts. Time and time again in the book of Acts, you read of boldness, boldness. Sometimes we pray, Lord, give us holy boldness. More than ever, we need to pray that today, because there's not very much of it about. But Peter and John, they had what we could call holy boldness. Stephen before the council. Oh, at the end of his sermon, they gnashed on him with their teeth. They were seething with rage. Oh, he had rubbed them up the wrong way. He had ruffled their feathers in no uncertain terms. But you see, he was a lion. That's what lions do. They annoy the enemy. Leonard Ravenhill used to pray, Lord, I want to be number one on the devil's hit list. Number one on the hit list, the very top of it, Lord. It's good to be a nuisance to the devil. And you see, when you're under the blood, then you can be, and you will be. So many examples from Scripture, people who were bold as a lion. But let me tell you tonight about the boldest, the most courageous person in the Bible. And you know, folks, who it is. It's the Lord himself. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. No wonder all these people that we've mentioned tonight were bold. You see, they were followers of the Lion of Judah. Jesus was the most courageous. He was the bravest person in the Bible. Indeed, he's the most courageous, the bravest person who has ever lived, who has ever existed. You remember whenever Lazarus died, and Jesus said to the disciples, come on, men, we're going back to Judea. We're going back to Bethany. Thomas kind of thought, am I hearing things here? Has he lost his marbles? They're going to stone him. And he's going back. But the Lord wasn't worried about being stoned or being attacked in any other way. You see, he was the Lion of Judah. Oh, how courageous he was. How brave. What boldness. You remember in Luke chapter 9, it says that he set his face steadfastly to go to Jerusalem. The Old Testament, the prophet Isaiah, he says the Lord set his face as a flint. What courage. What boldness. Set his face as a flint. Set his face steadfastly to go to Jerusalem where he would die the most excruciating death that any person ever had ever died or would ever die. The physical agony of it all, the mental anguish of it all, but what was worst about his death was the spiritual aspect to it, because all hell was unleashed against him as he hung on the cross. But the Lion of the tribe of Judah was prepared for it. He was ready for it. He was determined to go through with it. Oh, the boldness of our Savior. You know, in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 30, don't have to turn to it tonight, but you know what it says? It says that lions turn not away. That's the phrase that's used. The lion, king of the beasts that turneth not away. What does that mean? Lions don't go backwards. Lions don't know what it is to go back, to retreat, to run away from another animal. They just don't do it. That's the way our Lord was, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. There was no such thing as going back, as far as he was concerned. Retreat wasn't part of his vocabulary. He didn't turn back, no. He was bold, courageous, brave, and he went to the cross for us. We want to be like him, don't we? I mean, I've heard from I was knee high, people pray and people preach about being Christ-like. Oh, we're supposed to be Christ-like when we're saved. The only problem is that a lot of folk, they're not bold like Christ. That's the tragedy. But it's the will of God. That's the way the Lord wants us to be, bold, courageous, brave for him. What about people from history? We're nearly finished now, but let me share a few examples of people in church history who were bold as a lion. What about Martin Luther before the Diet of Worms? Next month is the 500th anniversary, and it's on the church calendar. If you didn't get a church calendar, well, we've still got a few spare ones, and I know it's March, but you can have a calendar. But of course, Luther's on the front of the calendar at the Diet of Worms, the lion, Luther the lion. The Roman Catholic Church and its hierarchy arrayed against him, but Luther's not concerned about that because he's one of God's lions and he knows that the Lion of Judah is with him. That's why he takes his stand at Worms 500 years ago. That's why he said to his friends who warned him not to go, Martin, please don't go to Worms. You'll be killed. Goodness knows what will happen to you if you go, Martin. But Luther turns round and he says, even if there are as many demons as slates on the roofs, I'm still going to go. He was a lion, and that's the way lions talk. Two-legged lions. Latimer. Bishop Latimer, who was burned at the stake with Ridley. Latimer was a lion. Did you know that on New Year's Day, not sure what year it was, but as a New Year's gift to King Henry VIII, Hugh Latimer gave him a Bible. You know what he did before he handed over the Bible? He turned down Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4. Just turned the page down the corner. You know what that verse says? Whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. That was brave. Giving it to the man, to the king, who had six wives. But you see, Hugh Latimer was a lion. He used to preach before the king. On one occasion, he went in and preached to Henry VIII and preached against his adultery and his immorality. Henry VIII was livid. He was enraged by what Latimer had preached. And he ordered Latimer to come back the next week and to retract what he had said. Well, Latimer did come back the next week, but he didn't retract it. You know what he said? As he went in before the king a second time, if he had been a coward, he would have capitulated, he would have cringed and collapsed, but not this lion. He said, "You, Latimer, dost thou know before whom thou art this day to speak? To the high and mighty monarch, the king's most excellent majesty, who can take away thy life if thou offendest. Therefore take heed that thou speakest not a word that may displease. But consider well, you Latimer, dost thou not know from whence comest thou, upon whose message thou art sent, even by the great and mighty God, who is all present, and who beholdeth all thy ways, and who is able to cast thy soul into hell. Therefore, you Latimer, take care that thou deliverest thy message faithfully. The words of a lion. Martin Luther, you Latimer, two men who were bold as a lion. Hope you're getting a wee bit of inspiration, folks. Hope you're being encouraged. See, this is a tonic. As we think of men and women from the past who were bold as a lion, then it inspires us to be bold and courageous in our day and generation. You do know, folks, that you're here, as the book of Esther says, for such a time as this. It's not an accident that you're here in the church in 2021. No, you're here, and the Lord has a work for you and for me to do. The righteous are bold as a lion. Lions and lionesses are needed today. We are to be bold in the way we live. But let me say, and let me make it relevant to a Thursday night and to the prayer meeting. According to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, you all know it. According to that verse, we are to be bold in prayer. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The Lord wants us to be like lions as we come to the throne of grace. Pray boldly. Pray confidently. Pray big. I love it when people pray big. I love it whenever you're in a prayer meeting and somebody prays something that makes everybody else think, whew, that's a bit over the top. Can God really do that? Will God really hear that prayer and answer that prayer? That's maybe a bit much. I want to tell you, folks, nothing is too hard for the Lord. Nothing is too much for him. He can do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. We had a good start to Lifeliners on Tuesday night. A good attendance. Very encouraging first night. But you know, one of the choruses that we sometimes sing with the children goes like this. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. That's the God that we worship tonight. That's the God that we're praying to tonight. He's the lion. If I can put it like this, we are praying to a lion tonight. And you are lions and lionesses here tonight. And God bless you, folks. I'm so thankful for you. Let me just say that before I say anything else tonight. I am so glad to be in a church where the believers are courageous and brave. I'm so glad tonight that I'm not in a church that's hamstrung by fear. And I want to tell you, there's an awful lot of churches tonight that are just that. They're hamstrung by fear. And there's pastors and they're in churches that are absolutely gripped and paralyzed by fear. And I really feel sorry for those pastors and believers who want to take a stand for the Lord. So let me just say, I'm so glad to be in a church and in among believers who are bold as a lion. So lions and lionesses, let me encourage you to come boldly to the throne of grace tonight. And let's pray, of course, as we do come, in the words of our hymn, our next hymn, Since I must fight if I would reign, increase my courage, Lord. It's good. If your courage is at a low ebb, it's good to pray, increase my courage, Lord. You see, courage comes from the Lord. You know that? Courage comes from the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear the toil, endure the pain, supported by thy word. Maybe we could stand for this final verse of the hymn, please.